This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, everybody. Again, thanks for listening to us on this Saturday morning. And hello, Miss Julie D.
Hello, Miss Laurie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. I feel well rested because My little kitty alarm clock let me sleep in until 5 today, so I got a little
Ooh,
bit of a
baby.
Break. I know. Yep.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Good for you. Well, it's a nice, crisp, sunny day as we're taping, because we're taping on Thursday, and you're listening to us Saturday morning. It's going to be warm on Saturday, at least 70-some. They did say a little rain, but who cares when it's in the 70s? That's good. We'll take it. So it'll be a good weekend to do whatever. And here we are. So, Jewel, how'd you do? Did you go anywhere this week that you need to talk about?
I did have lunch at the Glider yesterday.
I know.
And I'll tell you, it was
you like
fantastic.
It?
Well, I always enjoy it, but I haven't been there in a while, and I had what I always get, my regular order. I didn't even look at the menu. I said, I need a French dip, and it was the best one I've ever had there. It was outstanding.
Well,
so I wrote them a little note on the receipt that it was delicious because I want them to know it was delicious. It was really good.
Well, last time we were there this week, too. But the time before, like 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, my son Tommy ordered that French dip, and it he said it was excellent, but it looked fabulous. I love the roll that they put it on, and yeah, and I know that's your favorite thing. Doug Smith was with us that time, and he was with us again this week, and he said to Tommy, what was that you had? He said, was that the French dip? And Tommy said, yeah. Now, he didn't get it. I don't know why he chose to get something else, but Tommy said it was great and it looked wonderful. So I knew you were going to tell me that's what you got, because when I saw Tommy's, I said, oh, Julie Emil would love this French dip. So
yes, I do love a good French dip. And of course the fries were great. And you know, I don't just give compliments
always
out. So if I'm saying it was delicious, you know that it was top notch.
There
because I'm
go
pretty picky.
Well,
yeah.
I know, and that's good. Well, they do a nice job, a real nice job. So, again, a nice big shout-out to the glider. And anywhere else, anything else you need a shout-out about?
Oh, this is not as glamorous, I suppose, because I've had some car, not issues. I just had to do some maintenance. But I do want to give a shout-out to Kelly Mazda, because even though my car is 12 years old, which I kind of can't believe that, because it runs like a top and it feels new to me, they treat me like as if I have a new car. They're so good to me. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of things. I've been in a couple times, and I'm getting ready for, you know, have to get unwinterized and into the next season. And they're just always great. So, yes, I did want to give a shout-out to Alex and the team there. And someday I will have to get another car. I suppose it's not going to run forever, but I'm just going to keep it as long as I can. I have very low miles on this from having a home office. Yeah, and I love it. So yes, that's the other thing. I'm sure I was somewhere else, but now I can't remember, which is just terrible. But I meant to give Kelly Mazda a shout out last week, and we ran out of time. So
yeah. Well, there you go. You did it today.
There you go. Yeah. How about you?
We had, I was a couple places, but I'd love to talk about the Lackawanna County Commission for Women. I am the president of that great organization, and we haven't done a bookmark contest in quite some time due to COVID and a few other things, and they were reorganizing the commission with the new commissioners. And so this year we have a whole new board, and before the new board actually met, we had to get this bookmark contest up and going, because we have to send it out early January, because we do this sometime late March for Women's History Month, and we do a bookmark which we send to all 7th grade classes in every school, 7th grade class, in Lackawanna County. And we give them, the teacher, the instruction as to what they need to do, how they need to do it, when they need to send it in by, and when the actual event, if their child is chosen, when the event will take place, on which day and what time and where it's going to be held, on purpose, so that in case they get it, or when they win, whoever it is, that's chosen, that these children are available to come in and be present for the bookmark contest. You meet the commissioners, and you know, it's a really big deal. They get a cash prize, a gift card with for cash. They get a medal, and they get a plaque from the commission, and then they get a certificate from the commissioners, which is really nice. We do it in the commissioner's boardroom. And the 26th, which was yesterday as we're taping, we had our 2025 bookmark contest. We changed. It used to be the first, second, and third winners, but there were so many kids. I, being the sucker I am, I just wanted them to do a little more. So this year, though, we chose one first prize, two second, and two third.
And okay.
So the kids were great. The kids were great. And we did, the first prize winner went to a young guy by the name of Treg Satil. He's a student, 7th grade, at St. Mary of Mount Carmel School. His teacher is Michelle Dudley. And he wrote about Jane Talley, who was a lovely Dunmore woman, married to Sam. Mm-hmm. We at Broadway Theater do a Sam and Jane Talley Award every year, Star Award that we do. And but again, this had nothing to do with us, because it's really a random choice in how this happens. We pick it by school, and then we kind of just, it's the luck of the draw on who gets it and who wins. So we try not to be overly specific on how a child writes or how a child, if they're artistic or not, the fact that they do it, and how they do it and present it and get it in is good, is what we like to see. That's what we want them to participate. So anyway, Treg was in, and we were able to call Brian Talley to be there to meet Trey and to Trey, and to see what he, you know, he's able to meet Brian and why he spoke of Jane. And he said he wanted to pick a Catholic woman. He goes to Catholic school, and he wanted to make sure that he picked a Catholic woman that he believes should be honored. And that's how he chose Jane. Callie spoke about her church. And he actually, in addition to her drawing of her, he had a drawing of the church, which was adorable. Then we had one of the second place winners went to Ashton DeLucy. She is with North Pocono Middle School. Billy Cremacci is her teacher. She came in second place, and she did Abigail Geisinger, and she did a great job with that. She was not able to join us, though, but she did. She came in as one of the second place winners. And then from South Scranton Intermediate School, we had a young lady by the name of Sabine Marie Cauderer, C-A-U-D-E-R-E-R. She came in second place, and she wrote about Paige Cognetti, and she won second place. And Paige was able to be there and meet Sabine Marie, and she was thrilled. And we asked Sabine, why did you choose Paige? And she said, because she's the first female mayor of Scranton and because she's pretty. Paige was laughing, it was hysterical. It was really
so sweet.
It was so nice.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? I love it.
Yeah.
It was adorable. And Trey was great too. These kids were just amazing. And then one of the third place winners went to a young lady by the name of Lizzie Marks, and she's with St. Clair St. Paul School. Her teacher was Mrs. I don't know. It's S.N. Kilmer is her name. And she wrote about Kate Tighe. Kate Tighe is a pediatrician, a local pediatrician. And I said, Kate was there. She took time out of her busy day to come and accept it, be part of the award ceremony for Lizzie. And I said to Lizzie, what made you pick Dr. Tighe? And she said, I've known her my whole life. I said, has she been your pediatrician? Yes. So that was such a lovely thing, too, because here they are thinking that, hey, my pediatrician's a woman, and she's worthy of me writing about and telling a little bit about Kate. So that was really cool. And then we had a lovely young guy by the name of Quinn Kelly, and he is a student, seventh grade student at St. Mary of Mount Carmel School as well. Again, his teacher is Mrs. Dudley. And let me make sure, I said Lizzie's teacher. And then third place went to Quinn Kelly, and he was, he wrote about Sister Coleman Nee. And so because Sister Coleman Nee, who was one of the presidents of Marywood University, could not be with us because she's up looking down on us now, we asked the lovely Sister Mary Persico, who was the immediate past president of Marywood College, to come and join us. And she showed up and participated and was happy to meet Quinn. And we asked Quinn why he chose Sister Coleman Nee, and he said Sister Coleman Nee was a high school graduate of Bishop Hannon, and because of that, I wanted to pick someone who went to Bishop Hannon. So, because his grandfather, I think he said, was the principal of Bishop Hannon. So all these kids had different reasons. I was interviewed by the Scranton Times today, and they were talking about what they were, you know, why, what would we do differently? And I said, nothing. It works beautifully. But next year, I think we're going to add right on the form itself. Tell us why this was the woman that you chose. So a little bit of a change to that. But, yeah, we're very excited. It was a great afternoon. Bill Gaughan was there, presented the kids. We had a lot of county representation there. And we had a nice, nice afternoon in the commissioner's boardroom on the fifth floor of the county building, and everything went off without a hitch, and we had our executive committee was there, and a few other new board members showed up, and we had the Scranton Times there taking photos. Rebecca was there, ECTV, taped it. They have five cameras now in all different locations, so it's a five-camera setup at the county for ECTV, much like they do at City Council. And it was all good. So we had a lot of good stuff, and looking forward to year after year this happening and these kids being honored for women that they believe are noteworthy and should be honored for Women's History Month. So it's, and then all of the bookmarks, minus the ones that the kids received, they will go into all of the libraries within the county system, and the bookmarks will be out and people can take them or read about them. And then Sister Mary Persico is going to take a bunch of the bookmarks for Sister Coleman Nee and have them put at the library at Marywood University. So we're very fortunate for that. So it was just a great day, and these kids doing what they do, but letting these boys and girls understand how important women are and the roles they have played and continue to play in our life. So that was what it was about, and was wonderful. So we were very happy. And that was our day last night. So it was a
wow.
busy night, but it was all good.
Yeah. It's a great project.
Yeah,
and it promotes literacy, too. So I love this.
Absolutely.
And,
yep. And we don't pick, Julie, I think I may have said this, but it bears repeating. We don't pick the best artists. We don't pick the best. We divide it by the schools, separate the schools, because we like everybody represented. And then we kind of do the luck of the draw on who gets it. And then we choose on the positions of placement after that. And it's great. So the kids are all doing a great job. So thank you to all of the seventh grade students who participated in our bookmark contest. Are we ready to wrap there, baby?
I think we are. We're out of time.
Okay. All right. Well, we will be back. We are going to have the lovely Holly Sirachi as one of ERA, one of our sponsors, will be on next, and we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the real estate world. And in the meantime, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is our producer extraordinaire, Ms. Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you got there, kiddo.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
And just so we know, when I say tell them what you got, I know that isn't proper, but I like to say it. It sounds funny and it's appropriate. So just so we know that. So, so with us today is the beautiful and talented Holly Sirachi, who is a realtor with ERA, One Source Realty. Holly's been around a long time, been doing a lot of good work in this town selling properties. And Holly is here today to talk a little bit about, to tell you the spring market, what's going on, how you can take part if you're interested, and just overall info on the real estate world. Holly, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
So, Hal, let's talk a little bit. Come on. Let's do a little bit of a semi-deep dive into what's happening in this spring market that we have in front of us. And the spring seems to have become, has showed up a little, which I was thrilled about, not only weather-wise, but a lot of stuff with the real estate market has kind of popped up, too, in the last couple of weeks. Tell everyone what's going on.
Well, yeah. I mean, our area used to be seasonal. So this would be normal to start seeing, new listings come out and what have you. But the past couple years, you know, it was January through December. And I always say, if it's CVS, if it's Geisinger, if it's Procter & Gamble, like whomever it is, if they have a position, they're recruiting, right? So that means somebody coming in, somebody coming out. But we saw a little shift in August – the market kind of correcting itself somewhat in terms of prices and demand, and the inventory was still low, but you'd see homes on the market maybe a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and, you know, before it was 15 minutes. And so you saw some normalcy. You could actually take someone out and show them four or five homes, which was great. And then the past 2 weeks, lo and behold, it changed again. And I would show a home and, you know, the home would not only be overpriced, but it wouldn't necessarily meet my client's needs, and or there would be, you know, things wrong with it, what have you. And the next day it's pending. Or agents are saying no more showings because we've got 5 offers or 15 offers or what have you. I just listed a property the other day, showings start today. There's 15 showings today and tomorrow. 15 showings. And I'm still getting requests.
Right?
It's crazy. And so there's a lot that goes with that. And obviously I'm, you know, more than 21 years in the business, but you need to align yourself with the right real estate agent that will represent you as a buyer and educate you into the process and how things go and will it be worth it for you and make sure that you're pre-approved and ready to roll. And, you know, if you're going over asking, because that's what we're seeing again, the asking price is the starting price. And I thought that those days were gone. And clearly they're not. And it's nationally that we're seeing a shortage. So before it was like, okay, you know, people don't want to let go of their 3% interest rates. Well, that's gone now. They understand that. Like we're, rates are kind of holding steady. They understand that you date the rate, marry the house, and you can refinance if the rates go down that low again, which more likely than not they will, but just who knows when. But you have to be prepared and you have to speak to your lender and say, okay, well, if I'm going $10,000 over, what? How does that affect my payment? $20,000, how does that affect my payment? Obviously, none of us have a crystal ball, so we don't know the value of the home in 5, 10, 15 years. But it's very bizarre. And,
Holly, tell everybody, too, that this is, I mean, this stuff, you know, you have these, you know, ebbs and flows in the market and those kind of things happening depending on what's going on. But, I mean, it's really, in many ways, I personally like that because there's nothing worse than the lowballing I just want to do this because I'll try to get it cheaper. It's always that philosophy, you know, sell high and buy low. It works in the stock market and people think it always works in the real estate market and it doesn't, but people seem to have that mentality a lot of times. So I kind of like that people are looking at a property and seeing its value, but a lot of that has to do with the way the house is priced, because most of the time when a house doesn't sell, it's because it's not priced correctly. And when you have something with, unless it's just like the hottest location, the best house, when you get something like that, and people like 15 listings, then the value and what people think it's worth and what it is, because let's face it, now with the internet, everyone can see everything, photos, and so much more than we used to do. I mean, I have my license since 1988, and years ago there was an MLS book, and I got mine in Philadelphia, Holly. I worked in Center City, Philadelphia. There was no computer information. It was all in a book that you saw the photo and the information, and the only way you could see what the house looked like was to go in and see it. Now customers are much more informed and educated on the property. They see it. Now, there's nothing better than seeing something in person. But you see that. So if they're looking and say, hey, look at this house. This is listed by Holly Cerace. Here's what the price is and here's what it is. I want to get in there. So a lot of it has to do with that. But tell us why it's important for you as the listing agent when you're representing your client, that when one of these 15 offers, and maybe all 15, who knows, come in, potential buyers come in to see this, what's going to be important for you as the agent to tell your client when they're looking at some of these offers that they may get a multiple, which I'm sure you will if you have 15 potential customers coming in. What tell everybody, just to talk a little bit about that, what would you do and what are you telling them? What will you be looking at as far as pre-approval, and why is that so important? That's, of course, so high up there on your, okay, we have this. Could you talk a little bit about why that's so important for someone to look at?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, when you represent your client in their best interest, you want to make sure that it gets closed, period, end
right.
of story.
Right.
It's not always the price. It's not. I just had one, and my clients are lovely. They were very financially qualified, first-time home buyers. And even though the seller's disclosure was, you know, many things on there that were updated and new, such as the furnace, the roof, what have you, their comfort level was to have inspections. And I
right.
fully support that. Fully support.
So do I.
That's their first home. That's what they want to do. I said, you understand, like, this is what this means. Yes, we're fine with that. I'm 100% on your side. You know, we can do an escalation clause. We can go, but like, there's all these things. We did not get the house. And
okay.
it was because they chose inspections. And mm-hmm. after the fact, I had that conversation with them. And I said, how do you feel about that? We're fine. We're fine.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm right there with you. That's what you're comfortable with, because they wanted to go into their first house knowing. Now, that's not necessarily everybody, right? But that's
right.
their level of comfort. And I think that when you are a listing agent and you're seeing offers, if it's cash and it's waiving inspections, that's a very strong offer. And, you know, there could be one that's financing and it's over asking and doing inspections. And the seller could look at it and say, well, there's a risk there for me because there's a way to back out. If they don't like the inspections, they'll back out. If they don't get
right.
the financing, they'll back out. So it really does depend. You know, I've had it where sellers will take less money because they feel that the inspections are waived or it's a cash deal
mm-hmm. Right.
because they feel like we'll get it closed. And
mm-hmm.
that's their prerogative, 100%. So you
yep.
on both sides, you have to have that conversation, you know, as a buyer's agent and as a seller's agent. But, I mean, there's been many, 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 many times where, I mean, I've had up to 30 offers on one property, you know, right after the pandemic. And, you know, you have to sort through them, and the seller will listen, sometimes they'll say, oh, I know so-and-so's family. It could be two identical offers. And they know the family or the this or the that, and they choose that offer.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's their prerogative. You know,
right.
you can guide them and you can say this is strong or this is this. I mean, obviously cash offers will always go to the top of the list. But the other thing too is you can waive financing. So it's not a cash offer, but you're waiving financing. So maybe it's a home equity loan. Maybe it's, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, you're going to get the loan, you'll cover the appraisal gap or what have you. Regardless, you're moving forward with that offer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's various different scenarios.
On the typical, though, standard mortgage, the contingency with the mortgage, do people nowadays at all look at it without having a pre-approval that they can afford
no.
the property?
Mm-hmm.
Pre-approval is not, just to clarify, telling you that you have this mortgage. It is saying that you are pre-qualified to purchase up to a certain level. So go ahead, answer. What did you say, Holly? I'm sorry.
Correct. No, a seller, I could tell you that when the probably 99.9% of the homes that I list, the seller says that, you know, I will not look at anything unless the, a pre-approval accompanies the offer. That being said, I have a lot of listings that the seller wants their pre-approval to be sent to me prior to any showings.
Yep.
They won't even let them through. You know, I completely understand that. If it's a $700,000 home, $1 million home, whatever it is, they don't want, you know, any lucky loo through their home if they're not qualified. You know, they're leaving their home. They're cleaning their home. They're doing all of these things. I completely understand that. And so they're relying on me to make sure that I have that pre-approval in hand.
I actually like that. Well, it's protecting them. It's protecting them. They're not just getting someone in there who wants to look around, and it's the neighbor down the street, and they say, oh, I want to go. And believe me, there's a lot of that. So having that where you say, look, I'm and not only that, but a waste of time for everybody if they can't afford the property.
Right. I always say to, you know, to potential buyers, there's two things. You're not, if you have no money, why would you go shopping, right? So there's just no point. But the other thing, too, is, you know, when a buyer says, oh, I don't know if I want to buy, and I said, I completely understand most pre-approvals are good for 90 days. That being said, put yourself in the seller's shoes. You have three little kids and two dogs, and you request a showing, and it's during dinner time, and you're packing up your children, your dogs, you're cleaning your house, and you're leaving, and that person isn't even qualified to buy your home, wouldn't you be very upset?
Yes.
And it's really to protect you, because if I'm showing you homes and, you know, for $200,000 and your comfort level with the rates being higher is 170, that's a problem.
Right.
Because now I'm showing you things that you're not comfortable with. So there's a lot of different variables that go into this to protect both sides.
And as you know, any showing you get, the sellers are delighted that the possibility exists that someone, maybe, you know, it could be today that I'm getting a good offer. And sometimes these people just, for whatever reason, have to leave, whether they outgrew the house or they're moving or there's something going on. They are delighted that they have a potential candidate coming through the door. So you want to make sure they are the most qualified people, because that is your job. And because that is how you do your job so well, Holly, tell everyone, please, how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in listing or buying a property.
Well, my cell phone is always the best way. You can text me or call me, 570-885-0157, or email hollysurachi@gmail.com, hollysurachi@gmail.com.
There you go. And Julie will have that up on the show, the post and everything else with your information and your beautiful picture so you can see what our Holly looks like. And we will do that for you. It'll go up and we'll see what happens on that end. But if you need someone in that business, give Holly a call. And Holly, thanks for your time. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Good luck with everything moving forward. And everybody else out there, stay tuned, because we have Fidelity Bank coming up. They are going to discuss a home equity campaign with great rates coming up. So we'll be right back with Christy Cleveland, who will talk to you. She's the Peckville Retail Branch Manager for Fidelity Bank, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. Thanks, Holly.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them all what you do, kiddo.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Thanks, Jewel. And with us is no stranger to the show. It is our week of the wonderful Bank of Fidelity. who is every, they just support us year after year after year. And Chrissy, I'm just saying it out loud. I thank you. I thank the bank. I love you guys. I thank you. And thank you for being our sponsor. And with us today is Christy Cleveland, who is the retail branch manager of the Peckville branch. And what we're going to do, we talked a little bit about this last month, and it's really pushing on this because people need to understand what's going on, and it's available now with your home equity and the campaign that's going on running through the end of May. And what a better time, as we talk about, Christy, to do home repairs in the spring and look forward to doing those things where everybody gets everything done and it looks just, your house just looks so much better. It's so much easier to do when the weather's nice and the rates are great. So we're looking at this, Christy, and you're going to talk about it, but there is, and again, it's with qualified, its qualifications are all over the place as in any loan, but 1.49 APR for an introductory rate. Talk a little bit about how that works and what happens. And welcome, after 14 years of this wonderful bank, our dear friend is there almost 14 years, and she's doing a great job. So keep it up, honey. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thanks for having me this afternoon, ladies. So as Lori mentioned, I'm Christy Cleveland. I'm the branch manager at the Peckville branch. And we are, you know, in the middle of our 2025 spring loan home equity campaign. And that started on March 17th and runs until May 30th. So the 1.49% that we're really, you know, driving for this campaign is for our home equity line of credit product. And these are for lines greater than or equal to $75,000 and a credit score greater than or equal to 740. For the first 3 months of the home equity line of credit, the credit score, the rate on the home equity loan will be 1.49%, which is just an awesome deal right now. The nice thing about a home equity line of credit is, you know, even if you had a line for, let's say, you know, $20,000, $50,000, you're only going to pay on whatever you have outstanding. You will pay principal plus interest, and you have a 10-year draw. So you have 10 years to use that line of credit before it expires and turns into a fixed loan, or you decide you want to renew it. Those are always some options. We also have a nice feature, too, what's called the lock-in rate. So if somebody has a home equity line of credit and during that 10-year draw period they decide, well, you know what, I have a $50,000 line, I've exhausted $20,000 already, I don't think I'm going to need that $20,000 now, I can lock in that rate for a fixed rate on the $20,000. As I pay down on that $20,000, more of that money that gets paid down will be put back on the line. It's called a lock-in feature. There is a charge for it. There's a $50 charge. Normally, we charge $100 for a home equity line of credit conversion, but because the client would still be keeping the line of credit open, we would only charge them the $50. And I also wanted to mention, too, let's say a client doesn't need $75,000. They only need anywhere between $25,000 and $74,900. We also have a great rate on that. For the first 3 months of the home equity line of credit, the rate is 2.49%. Again, excellent.
Wow.
Very, very, very good rates right now, especially in this, you know, ever-changing rate environment. So we'd be happy to help anybody with that. Our application process is very streamlined. We would send you an online application, a link to go onto our website, well, onto this application, and you would fill all the information out at your convenience in your home any time of the day, and you can even upload all the financial documentation that we need right through that link.
Yeah, it does make it so much easier. Christy, I have a question on the, say you keep the loan open and it's back and forth and you use it and however you use your line for 10 years. When that terms out, if you don't renew it refinance it, what happens to, how long is that term loan then for the line that was the line of credit to become mm-hmm. a term? How long is that for?
It would be for, the total would be for 15 years, and you would only, it would be a term loan for 15 years, yep, and you would only have to pay on whatever your balance is at the time. So if you didn't exhaust mm-hmm. the whole line of credit, you would just pay on that balance. And then let's say,
I see.
Again, many people, what they do is they like to renew the line of credit because people like to have that available to them for home improvements when things happen unexpectedly. So most people do like to renew it, and we usually get a lot of renewals as opposed to term outs.
So Christy, when someone does renew it, is it, do they take the balance of what is available? And then of course, with the new appraisal and everything else, is that how they then, take that into consideration, then the old one's paid off, a new one is generated, and it's just the difference of what you owe as a line of credit versus the termed out loan?
Right, exactly. So if you wanted to renew it, you know, we would go through an application process, and
right.
if you needed to add additional funds to it, we could, or we could just extend
yes.
the line of credit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's some different,
which I think,
there's a lot of different options.
I was going to say that. The thing is that some people don't get that these are things you could do. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I literally said to two of my friends, one who is one of your bankers and not in retail lending, in commercial lending, and another is a friend of mine who was in the banking world for 36 years prior to her retirement. And I said, can you renew a line of credit? And they're like, and both of them at the same time, like, yes. I don't know why. I knew you could refinance a mortgage, but I just wasn't sure what you could do with the home equity. So that's important to know
mm-hmm.
because, again, especially when things like this come up, Christy, where the rate, you may only need money for a short term, and getting
yes.
that kind of rate, how long is the rate good for, did you say?
3 months.
3 months. So say it's something like that, it may behoove you to do that just to get that lower rate if it's not
Absolutely.
Something you need for a longer term. Because there's plenty of people
yeah.
who need money fast, and it's just, you know, I mean, that's why you would take advantage of it. Now, what are, Christy, tell everybody what the fees are involved in doing this home equity.
So as long as you borrow, as long as the client borrows $25,000 or more of new money, there are no closing costs. The closing costs are waived. Closing costs could vary. They're not as high as when you're doing a first residential mortgage, but they could be anywhere from, let's say, $600 to maybe $1,000, $1,200. If you pay the,
mm-hmm.
and that's also not just on our lines of credits, but also on our fixed home equity loans. If you do pay the line of credit, if you close it within 3 years, or if you pay off and close your home equity installment loan in 3 years, you do have to pay those closing costs back. So whatever those closing costs
yeah,
came
okay.
to at the time of closing, they were waived, you would have to pay them back if you pay the loan back 36 months or less. So most
okay.
people honestly keep the loan open because they're taking the line of
oh,
credit
yeah.
out because they need it. So, and the nice
right.
thing about it, what
right.
I wanted to say is what you mentioned about the 3 months. Let's say from that $50,000 line, you just need a $10,000 now for your roof or whatever
mm-hmm.
may be.
Yep.
That is nice to be able to just have to pay back the $10,000 at the 1.49%.
Exactly. I mean, that's regardless of how you're doing it, it's for 3 months, mm-hmm. who doesn't want to pay? I don't care, it could be a month. If you're paying less money than you would have to ordinarily, why not take advantage of it? So Christy, yes. How do you find most people are doing these things? Do they still come in the old-fashioned way? Because I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. When I refinanced my mortgage a few years ago, I did it right on the app, and it was so easy. And if I could do it, anyone can do it. I'm in the process now of doing my refinancing, to be honest, my home equity. And I dealt directly with Kelly. And so I didn't do that. She was very helpful and helped me with that. But I will tell you, if I can do the app, anyone can. How do you find the average person these days? Are they doing that? Are they coming in? Is it a mix? Like, are people, because it is easy. I mean, like I said, if I could do it, anyone.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find with people out there? Mm-hmm. Do they still like to come in and do it, or are they a lot of them using the app?
A lot of them are using the app. So the initial conversation yeah. may be in person where they're coming into the bank or they're already in the bank to do something, or it could just be a phone call and they're inquiring about a home equity. We get their information, their email, send them the email, the link through their email, and they're very happy to be able to do it in the comfort of their own home during their lunchtime. And it's easy on them because they'll have all the information in front of them, and then they could just upload all of the docs right into the app. So I think
yeah.
having that app at their fingertips at any time, just, you know, as we say, anytime banking is definitely an advantage. I know that's how I like to
Absolutely.
Do most of my paying bills, doing applications. It's all online. I use
yeah.
Web Bill Pay. It's, yeah, I love it. And you could do it anywhere. You could do it while you're on vacation, right?
Exactly.
In a different state, in a different country.
Yes. But you know what's nice, too, about the even just using the Web Pay? If I look at my bill and think, did I pay? What did I? Going back into my Web Pay without going through and looking at all my checks or what I wrote,
mm-hmm.
not the checks, but like going through my statement, I just look
yeah.
at my last payment on the web, and it's right there. It tells me the date and what I did. So if I'm losing my mind and say, did I do that, or which day did I, or how much, it's right there, which is what I love about that app as well. But any of the Fidelity apps are very easy to navigate through, and
they
I'm
are.
The worst person. So I love it. I love it, love it. I like all of what Fidelity offers. You can't ask for more. And this rate, Christy, this program with the home equity, this is really terrific. So if you can take advantage of it, please do. And tell everybody, Christy, how they can get in touch with you if they need help or need some information about this current campaign you're doing for home equities, lines of credit.
Absolutely. I'm available in the Peckville branch, which is located at 1598 Main Street in Peckville. We're right on the corner. We have our big sign, Fidelity Bank, with our electronic banner going across it. And I'm also, if you look up the on our website, you can find this location on our website, and you can call me or any of our other bankers who are cross-trained in home equity loans also, and we'd be more than happy to help you with that.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for joining us again, my friend. Keep going on your 14-plus years. Keep doing it, and we will hopefully talk to you again, and good luck with this campaign. I think it's great, and we always enjoy you coming on, Christy. You do a great job.
Thank you so much, and I just wanted to say this Saturday is supposed to be some beautiful weather, so I know everybody's going to have spring fever, wanting to get their lawns prepared, flowers, and things like that, so just think about Fidelity for that nice home equity line of credit.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Christy. We will see you soon. Everyone else, thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Listening. We so appreciate you week after week listening on Saturday mornings. Thank you. And we will see you next week. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.